At this time, in the morning, we have some guided practice. So one of the teachers will lead us in that, and yeah. So let's sit together. So either this is the first full day of retreat, or this is the second to last full day of retreat. So whatever ideas we have about, what a first morning feels like, we just put them aside. You sense the force of gravity, the heaviness of the body, solidity, the bones. And that's paired with the energy of the spine moving upwards towards the sky. So there's a sense of uplift, lightness. But groundedness, solidity. in any given moment, so many things are right and so many things are wrong. We can imagine so many improvements. But when we're compulsively trying to sort out everything right from everything wrong, the heart stays agitated. So we give ourselves the luxury of not sorting out all the yeses from all the noes. Making the whole of our experience one piece. You might take some full breaths. And breathe into your whole body. Sense of the breath reaching from head to toe. Just airing out the whole body. So letting your face be soft. We don't have to present ourselves. The face, though so evocative, is also just another part of our body. Let it be soft. Release any tension in the forehead. Around the eyes. Jaws. Cheeks. Let the shoulders hang naturally. And chest open, receptive. The belly soft, soften. So many ideas we have about our belly. soften. Appreciating a sense of innocence of your body. Shaped by a million causes and conditions. And it can be known. Or opening to the blooming, collapsing, vibratory constellation that is our body in awareness. We're relaxed, but not casual. We're bringing more and more clarity, sensory resolution to the phenomena we call our body. And so there's a kind of intimacy with the sensations, high definition. If we were asked to draw what's happening, it would be detailed. We're getting into the pixels of our body. Feeling its weight, its density, and feeling the uplift of the spine, the lightness of awareness. There can be a kind of melodrama around being focused, being lost, concentration, mind wandering. We can torment ourselves for a long, long time in that melodrama. So instead, we just show up with our full heart. And leave the rest behind. What we call our life is a sensory event. We want to be here for it. Awake to it. In the field of your body, sensations of your body, maybe the sensations of your breathing are prominent. Your belly or chest or mouth or nostrils, across your whole body. That feels like a natural place to rest the attention, then rest the attention there. Giving yourself over to those sensations and letting everything else fall into the background, the deep background. It's good to sit with you. Because we have so much access to our inner life, and meditation practice is so much about our inner life, there is a kind of, just deep habit energy, compulsive force around evaluating practice and what's happening, how it's going, where it's going, what this means for the retreat, for my life, for my practice. But in an important sense, like how your practice is going is none of your business. Yeah. It's just not. And very hard to evaluate anyway. And we're often cueing to the wrong signals or something. So just put it down. Just keep showing up wholeheartedly. And leave the details to the Dharma. So, in about 20 minutes, we'll have the first small group. And so please check that on the practice discussions page, and first group at 9:30 and second at 10:45. Before we have that, Inez will give some instructions about walking, really any kind of movement, as we thread mindfulness through our day. So, Inez, please.